Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. It is a special privilege for us to be able to provide this broadcast each Sunday morning for your listening enjoyment and inspiration. Our broadcast is enjoyed by many different people in our area and community. We are grateful for your support. We thank you for your prayers and your financial gifts as well. Radio CJMQ covers a wide area. We have regular listeners in the eastern townships of Quebec and also in the states of Vermont and New Hampshire. We welcome your questions and comments. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. And you can access the program on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Welcome to this broadcast of the Word of Grace for the second Sunday of the season of Easter for the 24th of April 2022. I'm delighted to have you listening in to CJMQ broadcasting to the eastern townships of the province of Quebec. Whatever has moved you to tune in or log in this morning, may the Lord bless us together. My name is Nigel Parker, Minister of the Congregation of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, who bring you this broadcast. We gather for in-person worship at 10:30 on Sunday mornings in our building at 256 Rue Queen Street in Lennoxville, Sherbrooke. If you can't join us in person, then you can watch our live stream on either our YouTube channel or our Facebook page. Words from Psalm 150. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the lute and the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Let us pray. Our good and gracious God, you are our most glorious Creator. As we greet the signs in nature around us, of spring once again regaling us in bloom, in the songs of returning birds and fields soon to be planted, we give you praise for an even greater sign of new life, the resurrection of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, that we especially celebrate at this time. The sadness and despair of his death has given way to the bright promise of immortality. For the resurrection is our guarantee that justice will triumph over treason, light will overcome darkness, love will conquer death. The night is past, and with dawn comes new creation. Christ is risen to bring us new life. And so we herald with gladness your anointing of Jesus and rejoice in our promised redemption from sin. Hear our shouts of glad adoration as we enter, as it were, into the courtyard of your redeeming grace. Gracious God, we worship our risen Saviour, but we find ourselves weighed down by many things. We would prefer an easy faith, one that does not require us to identify the many ways that our thoughts, words, and actions have scorned your love. But faith is never easy. It requires our very souls. Forgive us when we choose to remain captive to fear and doubt. Remind us that Jesus gave his very life so that we might draw near to you. Deepen our faith and enable us by Christ's resurrection power to live no longer for ourselves, but for him who died and rose again on our behalf, even Jesus Christ our Lord. We make our prayer in his name. Amen. A reading from John's Gospel, chapter 20, at verse 19. An account of what happened on that first Easter Sunday evening. Then, the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. So Jesus said to them again, "Peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Amen. You know, some of the biggest lies are told outside churches on a Sunday morning between 11:30 and 12:30. That's when people come out of the buildings and mingle outside on the street, talking with the pastor or preacher or clergy, or maybe go down to the church hall where the coffee is being served. And there is happy chat, often between people who know each other well and are familiar with one another. and people say to one another, "How are you? How are you doing?" And the typical reply is, "Fine. How are you?" The world may be collapsing around us. There may be strained relationships in our families. There might be untold grief and sorrow. But the short and swift and safe answer is that we're doing just fine, thank you very much. It's okay. We all do it. We do it to protect ourselves. We do it to protect our friends. We do it to protect the ones that we love. Not everybody needs to know everything. And quite frankly, not everybody can be trusted with everything. So we do the short, cover-all answer. How are you doing? Just fine. The disciples of Jesus are gathered together that first Easter Sunday evening. They are behind locked doors. They hardly know what to think. They will have an emotional and spiritual hangover from the previous week. Each and every one of them, in some way, had let their Lord down, denied him, and denied one another. The shepherd had been struck, and they had all run away. They were baffled and bemused by stories that the women had brought them in the morning about the tomb being empty and men in white shining in glory, and Jesus was alive? Oh. That the doors should be shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews is no surprise. The apostles might well regard their lives as being in imminent danger when they remembered how their master had been treated. And then, suddenly, Jesus appears amongst them through the locked doors, and he says not once but twice, "Peace be with you. Peace to you." The repetition of that greeting is very noteworthy. Many of our churches share a sign of peace at communion, an exchange of Christian greeting. Sometimes it flows freely, in warm and loving fellowship. Other times it's more forced, perhaps through gritted teeth in a difficult relationship. Sometimes it may simply be a part of the practice and the liturgy that just sweeps on by. But when Jesus says, "Peace be to you," he means it. To the fearful, frightened disciples, he bids peace, not once, but twice. We cannot doubt that this was Jesus' special word to those disciples that Easter Sunday evening. It was especially intended to cheer and to comfort and to animate the disciples. Doubtless they were glad to see their Lord, and yet we might also believe that they were frightened even by his presence. "It's the Lord! What's he going to say to us? We've let him down so badly. Surely he's come to chastise us and to rebuke us." Perhaps they would cower away and hide, not only for fear of the Jews, but even fear of Jesus himself when they think of how they had behaved when they had last seen their Lord. But Jesus read the condition of their hearts, and he makes a reassurance, doubly so, by repeating the gracious words, "Peace be with you." As Joseph said to Pharaoh in the Old Testament, the thing was doubled in order to make it sure and prevent the possibility of mistake. An early church father called Augustine says, "The iteration, that's the repetition, is confirmation. It is the peace upon peace promised by the prophet." The first words that our Lord spoke to the disciples point to Jesus' loving, merciful, tender, thoughtful, pitiful, and compassionate spirit. He said, "Peace be with you." This is no ritual greeting. This is intended to reassure and cheer the minds of the disciples by exhibiting at once his mind towards them. Not a word of reproof or rebuke or fault-finding or blame falls from our Lord's lips, notwithstanding all their sad faint-heartedness and their desertion of the previous Thursday night and Good Friday. It's forgiven. It's forgotten. The very first word is peace. It was almost the last word that our Lord had spoken on Thursday night before he prayed, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you might have peace." This was the last legacy he had left his disciples. "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled." peace and not blame, peace and not fault-finding, peace and not rebuke. This is the word that the little company heard from their Lord's lips after he had left the tomb. But then, isn't that so like Jesus? Or we know he had strong words about bringing not peace but a sword upon the earth. But peace on earth was the song of the heavenly host when Jesus was born. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, he says, to the weary. It was the subject on which he preached. Peace and not riches had been the great legacy which he had left with the 11 the night before his crucifixion. And so when he came to the little company of disciples after his resurrection, his words, peace, was right and fitting. All that Jesus had gone through that previous week, especially that Good Friday, was in order to bring peace. It was to bring peace that Jesus was gone through the cross and his resurrection. It was to bring peace between God and humanity through the sacrifice of his cross that Jesus had come. Peace was intended by Jesus to be the keynote to his Christian ministry. It is the proclamation of peace with God which lies at the heart of the ministry of the church. The same peace that was on the lips of the Master was to be the grand subject of the teaching of the church. Jesus is our peace, who has broken down the dividing wall of hostility. Since Christ died and rose again to bring us peace, let us have peace amongst ourselves. And in a world that is torn about by fighting and striving, let us be at peace. Let it begin with us and our faith communities. And so Jesus spoke a word of peace about coming to worship. Jesus said, if you bring your gift to the altar and there remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go your way. First be reconciled to your brother or sister and then come and offer your gift. Let us have peace with God, and let us be at peace with one another. As we pray for peace, for our families, for our communities, for our churches, for our country and the world, for the many conflicts around the world, we are praying that the peace of God that passes all understanding would touch their lives. We are praying that people will be turned to God, for he is the only real source of a peace that is beyond our understanding. Let us have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, that we may enjoy peace with one another.
Sunshine, fair rejoice till the moonlight and all the twinkling starry host. Jesus shines brighter, Jesus shines purer than all the angels heaven can boast.
Our prayers this morning naturally focus upon peace. But the prayer that I'm using, drawn from a written source, is one that reflects in personal terms our need for peace. Perhaps these might be the words for you, and if not for you personally in their intensity and depth, perhaps for someone that you know. And if not for someone you know, then for the world in its need of peace. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I am in need of your strength right now. It's a very tough time for me, and I don't know if I could go on any further. Problem after problem is attacking me from all directions. I can no longer depend on my own power to overcome these challenges. They've become too much for me, which is why I'm coming to you today. Father God, I trust that you are in control of my life at all times. Calm my heart, God, and keep it away from the spirit of fear and anxiety. You are the only one who can comfort me now. Surround me with your peace that passes all understanding. Raise me up in your victorious right hand. Walk with me through the challenges that I am going through. Grant me your strength, Lord, that I may not give up even if the going gets tough. Help me, Lord, to focus on you and not my problems. I know that you, Lord, are bigger than all those problems combined. If I put my trust in you, I will never be disappointed. If I wait on you, I will never grow weary. Enable me, Lord, to have patience and to fully depend on you for strength, that I may soar on wings like eagles. And now, God, I surrender to you my heavy burdens, the challenges, the problems, the obstacles in my life right now. Take them, Lord, and carry them. Whenever you are with me, I know that I don't have to bear the load alone. Likewise, I surrender the outcomes of my challenges to you, Father. Only you are in control of what will happen next. As I face those giants, help me to make the right decisions. Grant me peace of mind too, as I leave the results up to you. I seek peace for this world, for my own family, for my own faith community, for the community in which I live. Let your peace rest upon us, and amongst the nations of the world, where there are wars and rumours of wars, where injustice stalks the land, and people do without because other people insist on having so much. Bring your peace. And hear us now as further we pray together in the words Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen. Thank you.
Make me a channel of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me bring your love. Where there is injury, your pardon, Lord. And where there's doubt, true faith in you. Make me a channel of your peace. Where there's despair in life, let me bring hope. Where there is darkness, only light. And where there's sadness, ever joy. Master, grant that I may never see so much to become so less to console. To be understood as to understand. To love with all my soul. Make me a channel of your peace. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. In giving to all men that we receive. And in dying that we're born to eternal life. Understood as to understand, to be loved as to love with all my soul. Make me a channel of your peace. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. Giving to all men that we receive, and in dying that we're born to eternal life. Make me a channel of your peace. Make me a channel of your peace.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.